Grace to you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson begins with a simple little word. It says, "And the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee." Now, this third day reference does for us two things. First of all, it connects us up with the events of chapter 1, which is very important because the events of chapter 1 deal with the mission of John the Baptist as it relates to Jesus Christ. We'll talk about that more in a few minutes. But this third day thing here, it also brings up a number of Old Testament themes that we should consider. For example, in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, we read the story of the sacrifice of Isaac. God tested Abraham, told him to take his son, his only son Isaac, whom you love, and sacrifice him on the mountain that I will show thee of. And so Abraham takes his servants and he takes Isaac and he takes a donkey with the wood for the sacrifice and the fire, and they head off to the land of Moriah. And the Bible says here, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. So Isaac and Abraham head off to the place while the servants remain behind. And then little Isaac says to his father, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering." And of course, we know the rest of the story, that at the last moment, Abraham was stopped by the angel of the Lord, and there was a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. And therefore, Abraham names the place, "In the mountain of the Lord it shall be seen." What shall be seen? The lamb which God has provided. And this is why our story of the wedding at Cana, right at the beginning, connects up Jesus with this lamb that was spoken about. The lamb that shall be seen. The lamb that shall be provided. And just as in chapter 1, John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," so here, as we contemplate the miracle at Cana, we are shown that this miracle is a confirmation of the word of John the Baptist concerning Jesus, that he is the Lamb of God. And so when we think about this miracle, the turning of the water into wine is a sign that John the Baptist's confession of Christ is indeed the very truth, and he is God's Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Now, as we come to the idea of the water jars for the purification of the Jews, it's no mistake that Jesus uses them to fill with water and then make wine. Because what he's saying thereby is, my blood is the once and for all atonement for the sins of the whole world. And just like Jesus made way more wine than any wedding would normally ever need, so it is that the blood of Jesus is a fathomless, bottomless container of God's grace, mercy, and salvation for us. But there's another Old Testament reference to the third day, and it will do us well to consider this as well. In the book of Exodus, the children of Israel have come to Mount Sinai, and they are awaiting the Lord's manifestation of his glory. And it says, that on the third day, the Lord came down in the morning, and that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled, and Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke. All right? So in other words, God comes down, manifests his divine glory on Mount Sinai in such a way that the people of Israel are just utterly overwhelmed. And so, going back to our story here, here the Lamb of God, here the giver of the Holy Ghost, here the Savior of the world, the one and only Redeemer, is embarking on his mission to bring the gospel of eternal salvation to all people. All right? Because wherever the church goes and proclaims the gospel, Jesus Christ goes and proclaims the gospel. You see? And so the Lord here is telling us by this miracle, in which it says at the end of the text, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed in him. So just as the Lord, Jehovah, manifested his glory on Mount Sinai, so here, at the beginning of his earthly mission, the Lord Jesus manifests his glory, and his disciples believe in him. And this is the reason why this miracle is the first of his miracles, because it begins a mission and a ministry and a giving of the good news of Jesus Christ, so that all people may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Jesus takes six water pots of stone used for the purification rituals of the Jews, and he has them filled up to the brim with water. And then he turns the water into wine and has the servants bear it unto the governor of the feast. It's not an accident that the pots of stone that were used for Jewish purification rituals are used by Jesus to make this new and wonderful and surpassing wine. Because by this miracle, Jesus wants to know that the old covenant is coming to an end. The covenant of the law is at an end. And the new covenant of the remission of sins in Jesus Christ is dawning. All right, that's number one. Also, remembering that the miracle in chapter 2 here reminds us of the events of chapter 1. And in chapter 1, we learn that John baptized with water, but that when the Messiah comes, he will baptize with the Holy Ghost. And so the turning of water into wine is a sign that in Jesus Christ, we have the one who by his atoning work has once and for all made sacrifice and atonement for our sins. And that Christian baptism is a means by which the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given to us, and faith is ministered to us. Jesus Christ is really and truly present, and he is our Savior. And in this miracle, we are shown with crystal clarity that when we believe in him, we are doing what is good and proper and appropriate, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the one upon whom the Holy Ghost descended and remained, and therefore is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and the Son of the living God. To all this, this sign, this miracle testifies that we may be strengthened in faith. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.